Andrew Yang backs Israel, slammed by progressive Democrats. By Joel B. Polak on May 11, 2021. New York City mayoral candidate and former Democratic Party presidential contender Andrew Yang tweeted his support for Israel earlier this week. During Palestinian rocket attacks, and is being attacked by left-wing Democrats for having done so. Until very recently, there would have been nothing unusual about a candidate for mayor of New York backing Israel. Given the city's large Jewish population and New York's own direct and painful experience with radical Islamic terror attacks. In 2014, New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg flew to Israel during a war with Hamas to show solidarity with the Jewish state. And to defy then-President Barack Obama's ban on U.S. air carriers from flying to Ben Gurion Airport. However, left-wing Democrats attacked Yang, with Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, slamming Yang for daring to attempt to appear at a Muslim celebration of the Eid holiday. The airstrikes to which Ocasio-Cortez referred were aimed at Hamas terrorists, who deliberately operate among civilians. 15 of the dead were identified by Israel as Hamas terrorists. 3 of the children were reportedly killed by Palestinian rockets that went awry. The Al-Aqsa Mosque was not attacked, rather, Palestinians used it to stockpile rocks and fireworks for use in last Friday's pre-planned riots, and Israeli police entered the mosque to clear them out. Other left-wing activists attacked Yang or called on him to drop out of the mayoral race over his support for Israel. One made a comment about his race, Yang proves once again that one does not have to be white to be a white supremacist. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the new ebook, The Zionist Conspiracy, and How to Join It. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.